What purpose has God set before you between today and the day when you breathe your last breath? Why has He still left you here rather than taken you home to Himself in glory? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Yeah, those are challenging questions because as we're consumed day to day with the things we have to do to get through this life, it's all too easy to shift our focus from His purposes onto our own needs and, let's be honest, our own wants, our own desires, our own comforts. But if you're one of these nutters like me who's committed hook, line and sinker to following Jesus, to worshipping Him, that shift in focus isn't really an option. After Jesus had died, risen again and ascended into heaven, those remaining disciples could quite easily have said to themselves, well, that was all quite something, wasn't it? Amazing. Now, let's head back home, sleep in our own beds, get on with our lives, and live into a comfortable old age on our fond memories of Jesus. But that's not an option He gave them. Instead, He said to them, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "The Holy Spirit will come on you and give you power. You will be my witnesses. You will tell people everywhere about me, in Jerusalem, in the rest of Judea, in Samaria, and in every part of the world." Jesus left His disciples behind to go tell the world of His love. And He promised them power, I mean real power, Holy Spirit power, to empower them to do just that. Friend, Jesus hasn't left you behind to cruise into a comfortable retirement, but to tell the world of His love. And He's promised you, the Holy Spirit, to give you the power to do just that. And that's His word, fresh for you today. God's love is so, so amazing. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Love Is. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.